The Holy Gospel for today comes from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, beginning with the 35th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here's the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You're Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida and the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Well, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said to him, "Here's truly an Israelite in whom there's no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than these." And he said to them, "Very truly I tell you, you'll see the heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to take you on a little adventure that I go on quite often. So first, it's going to be kind of a little story. Of course, anybody that knows me knows exactly where this story is going to go when you're talking about going on Interstate 90. Ding, ding, I think everybody knows where we're going. Okay, Interstate 90, as soon as you get to where my sister-in-law Heidi lives, Worthington, Minnesota, by the Walmart on the side going west, for the very first time, you will see the sign. Waldrug, it's coming! Oh, boy. Oh, you're like, yes! And then you keep going, and you're going down the road, and eventually there's a sign. Free ice water at Waldrug. Oh, well, I gotta stop there. You keep going. There's 5-cent coffee. Oh, boy, we've gotta go to Waldrug. There's dinosaurs. Well, now Zoe says, oh, we gotta stop, Dad. And then there's all these signs get closer and closer, and I've counted them at least a few times. At one point, there was exactly 100 signs from that point to Waldrug, to the first exit when you are thinking, I'm not so sure. But then they keep saying, stop, 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 you got to see this. And eventually you stop. Okay, how many have been there? Woohoo! Look, they work. You've been there. You've stopped. You at home have probably been there too. Waldrug, nothing like it. You got to stop and see it. Right? Right? I mean, why would billboards lie? Why would ABC or any of those shows say the best place ever? Okay, you got to stop. But that's not the only thing in your life saying, hey, come on, come on, this way, this way. When I first became a Minnesota Twins fan, their slogan was, the Minnesota Twins, you got to see them. Okay, I can do that. Or when you go, whenever Pyro Pizza's open, Zoe points this out every single time. You know what I'm talking about. The floating, flying, I always forget what it's called, but the wind thing, the wind person. You know what I'm talking about, right? It distracts you on the highway. You gotta stop and see me. You've gotta. But it really makes us realize that we're searching for something. We're searching, we're looking all the time, and there are so many things yelling at us, you gotta come here, you gotta come here, please, please. And we're searching for meaning and things, we're searching and searching and searching, and inside there is a rumbly in our tumbly. We're hungry. We're hungry for something. Because how many times have we been burned by stopping at Wall Drug or going to watch the Twins lose or any of those things? How many times? The gospel today is in the same boat. They're searching for something. We added 10 verses in at the beginning because it ties in perfectly with the rest of that call story. Searching for something. Searching for anything to hold on to. Please, we're hungry. Anything. There's got to be something somewhere out there that will pull us in the right direction. And this three-word phrase comes up. Come and see. Come and see. Well, what on earth does that mean? What does come and see exactly mean? Well, I asked you guys, what am I supposed to think of when I hear come and see? What's it supposed to do? Well, it's pointing to a newborn king. It's what you say to whoever's going to listen after you finally fold the laundry. Come and see it. It's what maybe a husband uses every once in a while to say, come and see what I did. Something special is in store. Come and see. It's important. It's a surprise. At this house, it means Mr. Jensen's going to steal the French fries. Wow, that's quite a trick. It sounds intriguing. It must be something good. Why would they say come and see? There's an anticipation and excitement. It's coming up. Something grand is coming. There's a beauty to behold. I need to see this great thing. Something's about to be revealed. Something good's waiting. So much excitement. Or it could be, oh no, Pastor Zach's about to rope me into something again. Somebody actually wrote that. I have a reputation, apparently. But come and see. Come and see. But when somebody says that to you, I mean, what's your first instinct when somebody says, come and see? I don't know. That first sign for Wall Drug, I don't know if I really want to. I doubt there's really anything there. There's doubt from those words, come and see. But in the gospel, Jesus says, come and see. And it goes beyond those three words from Jesus. It spreads to the people around Jesus. Philip is the best evangelist right there. The natural instinct in Nathanael is exactly what some of us might be. Well, what on earth is he going to do? What good's ever come out of Nazareth? You're pulling my leg. Why would I go and follow this person? What do you want me to see, really? Come on, tell me. But Philip just uses those three words on Nathanael. No long sermon. No long explanation, no long list of proofs of why. Just come and see. Come and see it for yourself. Come on, you're going to want to see it. A simple invitation. And through that doubt, through that invitation, somewhere inside there's an element of trust. Of trust that is involved in going and seeing. Samuel is called over and over and over again and thinks it's Eli calling, but Eli eventually says, you know what? Just listen. Listen. It's God talking to you. And Samuel trusts that. And as soon as God calls again, listens back. Come and see. And that's an invitation not only for everybody here in this room, not only for you guys out there, but everybody. And it's a word right now that I think we need to hear. Come. Come on. Come on. Come and see. Come and see something different, exciting, new, that better than you can possibly find anywhere else. Come and see it. Or you might even change it to come and hear it. Come and hear this good news. It's an invitation that the world today needs to hear when there's so much doubt, fear, a hunger inside, trying and searching, pulling on to the next big thing and hoping that's the answer. When the answer is right there and it can come from our lips and comes from the lips of Christ, come and see. Come and hear about Jesus. Come and hear about me. Everybody into this circle. Come on, come and see. And where we come from is not as important as are we going to listen and follow that and jump right on in. Are we? Well, with the words come and see, there's also a whole new set of words that aren't exactly written out this way in the scripture, but they happen throughout the scripture. Not only here when the followers come, not only when Jesus is talking to them throughout the scripture and pulling in so many people into the circle that wouldn't be invited in, and going all the way to the cross and going all the way then back from the grave. Come and see. But you ain't seen nothing yet. There's so much more ahead. You ain't seen nothing yet. Jesus says that to the disciples at the beginning. Jesus says that to Thomas at the very end of this gospel, when even he believes, when he finally sees. But blessed are those who believe that have not seen. But still, come and see. Come and hear about Jesus. Because in your life, you ain't seen nothing yet. So come on. Come and see. Come and hear. This wonderful news. News that we all need to hear in a weary world. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for being more reliable, more trustworthy than Waldrug and everything else. Come and see. Amen.